At Trade Talk in Kansas City, we're at the Syngenta display, and we're going to visit with Carol Mosley, a brand manager for herbicides with Syngenta Crop Protection. Well, Carol, let's talk about rootworm resistance, a topic that's certainly gotten a lot of attention here in the last few months. And let's just talk about the basics, first of all, of what's happening out there.
Well, it's interesting, Ken, that you talk about rootworm resistance because this is, I think the R word has become a little bit difficult for all of us in this industry. As we talk not only about rootworm resistance, but also weed resistance, especially glyphosate resistance becoming an issue too. But whether you're talking about rootworm resistance, which they've documented in Northeast Iowa, as we understand it, but also people have alluded to that or talked about it in the areas around that, it hasn't necessarily been documented, but I think we'll see it come out in the next year or two as it relates to documentation in other states related to rootworm resistance. But we have the same thing as it relates to weed resistance, and we can run into that, with diseases also. So it's something that we have to manage as a company and working with growers and with the distribution channel along the way to make sure that we put measures in place that try to prevent resistance.
And what are those measures? What should growers be thinking about?
Well, it's interesting, no matter what the discipline, whether you're talking about fungicides, insecticides, or herbicides, really shouldn't be concentrating on one mode of action as it relates to using product or repetitive use year after year after year of the same thing. That's what we have to be careful of. Also, lack of rotation or lack of crop rotation sometimes will come into play as it relates to that, or lack of rotation of chemistries. And then in some cases, maybe just a little bit of poor stewardship. We just have to make sure that we do the refuge process correctly in terms of insecticide traits, and also as it relates to herbicides, et cetera. We just need to be looking at various different products rather than concentrating on one active ingredient or one class of active ingredients.
Give us an update on AgroSure Viptura.
The AgroSure Viptura situation at the moment, we're continuing to move forward. We expect registration in China by the end of March 2012. It's something that we, as it relates to Viptura and in the situation there, we challenged it, the status quo as it relates to that, because we wanted some clarity for growers. As we bring new technology to the marketplace, we want to make sure that growers and people that purchase products, not only ours but others that have insecticide traits that are new and on the cutting edge, have the opportunity to expand into those marketing areas across the globe. And that's what we're looking to accomplish here as it relates to the AgroSure Viptura situation. As far as the details related to that, I better hold off because that's still in litigation and probably shouldn't talk about that at this point in time.